Interview with Fernando Shelton, 15th of May 1966.
That was shown to all journalists and everybody who came, and you find reference to that in Tathagata's book.
Is the sound people hint at the fact that a few Buddhist priests may have been behind it?
Oh yes, possibly, because Buddhist priests even now, they are very fanatical about their language and the religion. That time, they were the people who talk about Duttugamani day, Singhala Mala and this and that. I tell you, ignorant, narrow-minded Buddhist priests are the biggest dangers to politics.
Was there much communal trouble in the Tamil area? Did they really attack Singhali?
They did to some extent. But they were afraid because of the repercussions.
Yeah.
You know, one country instance, most gruesome thing. Some wild rumor went in Pandagiri, near my hometown, that a girl, Singhali girl, had been molested, her breast torn in Jatta.
All life.
But before the, the falsity was brought to the people of Pandagiri, they grabbed the priest of the Hindu temple in Pandagiri and burnt him in coconut oil. Now see, so that Tamil people, not at least for their own personal safety and the safety of the people still left here.
Yeah.
They dare not do anything much to the Singhali area.
I recall an incident when an ASP said that he had in Goa heard on the police radio of all sorts of things in Jaffna, you see. And later I discovered that there's very little trouble in Jaffna. And so obviously the government radio, police radio was giving false information, or this man was giving false information.
Oh, how do you know it was a pirate radio? You never know. Those days there were a lot of pirate radios about it. Fake ones. Mischief makers.
What do you think of Tasi Vicharchi's account?
Very faithful account, I think. And they're writing from first-hand knowledge.
As a newspaper man.
And obviously he has got first-hand information from Delhi Karyuhari about those episodes in Anuradhapura.
What happened?
Anuradhapura, another thing is, you know, another thing, you asked me how whether these people were put up. Some of the leaders of these dangerous elements in Polonnaruwa had been army men during the war. And they knew all the military tactics. And they were marching on Anuradhapura to massacre 2,000 Tamils in the place. And this also I tell you, I got from Dilip Karwari himself. At that time, there were hundreds of Singhalese people who owed lakhs and lakhs to Nada. And they were openly wishing themselves to come and destroy the books, in which even they would have saved millions of rupees in debt.
Yes.
And the whole game was to see, Anwar were burnt with all the debts, their books, account books. Now see the length to which you were going.
Account books of government?
No, they are private account books.
Oh, I see. And I can remember hearing a rumor that C.P. De Silva was ordered out of Polonnaruwa police station.
I never heard of that, I don't know. By the police people, is it?
Yes, he was given 1 minute to leave because he was supposed to be leading a crowd.
They probably suspected him. Maybe because it's meant. I don't know whether he has a minister out of it. He was a minister, surely.
Yes, but then the government was...
paralyzed.
The government was tending to favor the Singhali Buddhist cry at that time, wasn't it? Before it really broke out.
Because it really broke out, yes. But whether they would have any cabinet minister would have gone to that extent. But I certainly came across cases of MPs putting up, not cabinet minister. I don't think I should mention names, but that time became a few minutes later. North of Matali, I gave instruction to the conservatives. I took a strong anti Singhalese line and think that's a common. One thing is you should record, you know, not enough scriptures in. Only the observable or casual mentioned to them.
True.
At that time, it was a government agent system that held the country. All the MPs were shivering in their boots. No MP dared show his face in Tamil areas towards them. And some of the MPs were powerless because they were themselves finding it impossible to control the forces they had let loose. And here MPs themselves putting up burned Tamil villages. I get strict instructions, as you know, fortunately under the Criminal Procedure Code, a government agent has as much power to shoot
as a
magistrate or anybody. He can be like a general in this area. It was the government agent that held to him. Undoubtedly. Certainly I can tell you there are a number of local MPs who were anti-Tamil but trying to put up. But the police and the government agents took a firm line.
Mm-hmm.
And he was threatening the fellows with arrest if they went any further.
None of the police joined in?
No, I don't think. Certainly I never heard of that. I don't think the police. Whatever they are, I have never heard that of any particular government servant openly joining in.
What did you think, going back, what did you think of 1956, the elections? I mean,
well, that was just a real landslide. Because everything was against the UNP. They had made themselves unpopular. Then Bandaranaike's religious crisis.
Mm-hmm.
They say that Buddhist Commission report was just out. Kutala, in his forthright way, he refused to implement it. Bandaranaike openly said, yes. He said, I'll do anything for Buddhism if I make 5 minutes. Buddhist priests openly joined. And Kutalawala made it personally unpopular. With his purple brigade and some of his all his stuff,
yeah.
Little hiding his personal ways and all that made it still. And also he was far more of a town man to go to the villages.
Mm.
Of all our prime ministers, must be said, unfortunately, he had very little knowledge of the villages.
Mm-hmm. Who were the ministers you served under in the 50s? And
well, right, in order, A.P. Jayasuriya first, then Ilangaram. Then Maitripala Sirinayake.
How did you find them?
Tell me, Sarita. Mm-hmm.